You know, your patient who's now been on single-agent bevacizumab for 5 months after getting the chemo bevacizumab brings up a number of research issues. Actually, it reminds me a lot of trastuzumab and breast cancer. First, the question of what are you going to do if and when he progresses in terms of the bevacizumab?
That's a great question, too. The patient is in great performance status. I just saw him about 2 months ago. He's going to come again next month. He is on maintenance Avastin at this point because he's had a wonderful response to the carboplatin taxotere Avastin therapy. If he were to progress the next time I see him, I would consider two strategies. One would be to add Tarceva to the Avastin and use that as my second-line treatment. The other strategy is that if he's had a prolonged period of disease stabilization on Avastin after completing the chemotherapy, i.e. more than 6 months, I may consider retreating him with the same chemotherapy and Avastin because he demonstrated previous sensitivity. Those would be the things that would be going through my mind.
What about, let's say you do that and he responds and progresses again, the concept of continuing bevacizumab and adding a different chemotherapy?
Absolutely. And you alluded to that with the breast cancer with trastuzumab. I think right now that's what people are thinking, is that perhaps Avastin has those similar type of properties where it's an enhancer of another therapy, and in fact that may be the right strategy. We don't know that based on any clinical trials, but certainly it's something we're extrapolating.
Is that something you'd consider doing in a non-protocol setting? And in a patient who got, for example, carbo and docetaxel like your patient, what would be the chemo you might add?
Because the Tarceva and the Avastin data look good, I like to go with that first. If that were to fail, I would consider putting a drug like Alimta with Avastin. There will be a trial open that tests the feasibility of those combinations, but that's certainly something that could be done.
I guess in the interest of presenting different points of view, we should say that there are a lot of people who would probably jump off the table hearing you say what you just said. We can't do this until we get the randomized trials. We can't fall into the same trap we had with trastuzumab, but yet we have to kind of make the best decision we can, and there's cost issues too.
I would totally agree, and what I'm saying here is merely just an opinion. We don't have any facts in this setting for lung cancer, and I've actually pleasantly found that some of the private community doctors out there are doing more cavalier things with these agents, and I applaud that. I think as long as there's some safety data that exists out there, if you're trying to treat your patient on their best behalf, and this is really what you think is the right thing to do, I think in lung cancer, we do have quite a bit of freedom to do that.